Welcome to Reiki Cafe Radio. We're your hosts, Christine Renee
and Izzy Wells. We come together with more than 25 years of experience in Reiki, meditation, chakra wisdom, clairvoyant techniques, and holistic healing. We are passionate about helping individuals release resistance, step into their authentic selves, and align their lives with the truth of who they are.
Reiki Cafe Radio is your choice for vibrant Reiki conversations, meditation experiences, and holistic wellness. This is your space for a deeper look into the ancient wisdom through modern eyes. So grab your tea or coffee and join us as we sip our way through this week's episode.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another amazing episode of Reiki Cafe Radio. This week on the show, we're bringing you a coffee conversation from the past, talking about how we can integrate Reiki into our daily lives. This is a topic that comes up quite often in our Reiki Cafe community group on Facebook, and we're bringing it back today for a couple of reasons. First of all, it is so important to be able to find balance in our daily lives between our human waking self and also our spiritual self, and that's really what integrating Reiki into your daily life is all about. In addition, we are so excited to be hosting the first ever Reiki Cafe University retreat since COVID in Bozeman, Montana this summer from June 26th to the 30th. This is a shamanic Reiki retreat that's going to help you to learn how to integrate Reiki into your daily life while learning shamanic techniques, elemental healing, and more. We're going to be covering things like meeting your power animal, healing and creating a relationship with your inner child, dancing our way to balanced chakras, engaging with your soul and your intuition's voice in a way that makes it just as clear as the voice of your mind. We're going to meet your spirit guide, work with energetic cords, open your luminous energy field and connect with your eighth energy field, learn chakra spinning, relax into native drumming rituals, participate in water and fire ceremonies, practice Reiki circles, and so much more. Along the way, we're really going to be diving into the magic of what we call non-ordinary reality. The ability to tune into the spiritual energies that are around us in every moment and find that balance and that healing that's available to us. So this episode is really just a taste of this amazing 5-day retreat that we have coming up. Pricing is only $888 for the 5-day retreat, which is absolutely phenomenal. And throughout the retreat, you'll have optional additional ceremonies in the shamanic style, as well as outings into beautiful nature settings around Bozeman in the mountains, in the reservoirs, in the hot springs, and so much more. Christine, Chantel, and myself will all be present at this retreat, and we are so excited to be hosting you all. So if you're interested in joining us this June in Bozeman, go ahead and head over to the link in the show notes to learn more. And in the meantime, enjoy today's episode.
I think this is a conversation that we could totally have every other month. And the reason being is that we need constant reminders until it's totally ingrained in our lifestyle, right? And so the more we hear about it, the more we pick up little pieces to integrate into our life, the easier it becomes. And then it can also kind of take out this is what Reiki has to look like, which is oftentimes what we kind of like get ourselves in a box of like, okay, this is what it's supposed to be, yet this is what I'm doing. And knowing what you're doing is absolutely valid if you're listening to your intuition, right? And so we want to talk about this again and again and again, and knowing that it's always good to revisit.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think before we even start this conversation, I think this is a really beautiful place to kind of give you guys a little peek into how Christine and I teach and approach Reiki, because although we do teach Usui Reiki Ryoho, we definitely don't teach it as necessarily a traditional practice. Typically, when you come in to an Usui Reiki Ryoho tradition or lineage, you'll be taught the hand positions and the structures and the self-healing and the breathing techniques and the meditations. And while we do teach those, we also really encourage our students to tap into your intuition, because we firmly believe here at Reiki Cafe University, and hopefully you do too, if you're here listening with us, that intuition is the best and highest thing that we can listen to in our own healing practice, in our practice healing others. Wherever we are, our intuition has that
guidance and that truth and that love that is going to take us to exactly where we need to be. And so when Christine and I approach Reiki, it's really from this perspective of, let's have the rules, let's learn the hand positions, let's learn the meditations, let's understand what all of these borders and rules and expectations are, so that then we can tap into our intuition and say, which ones are serving us? Which ones are we meant to hold on to? And which ones are we ready to expand beyond? And so I think a lot of times the best way to approach this conversation of how do we integrate Reiki into daily life is to first get a really good idea what it means to you to have a Reiki practice. Do you enjoy pulling in all of the hand positions and the structures and the rules and the guidelines into your practice? Or do you enjoy taking a more intuitive approach, feeling into it, allowing it to flow where it needs to? Because depending on what resonates most with you, your daily practice is probably going to look very different than the practitioner sitting next to you. And so there's this understanding here that as Christine and I are talking today, it's with this expectation, if you will, that you'll be open to this idea of coming into a more intuitive form of Reiki, that you'll be coming into that internal space and allowing Reiki to show you where it wants to come into your life, rather than abiding by these rules and traditions and techniques that have served us so well, but that maybe we're ready to expand beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so this is very much like, the tools are there to teach beginners. And at some point in your practice, you're going to feel into your intuition. You're going to feel into your own state of energy expansion. You're going to get those intuitive nudges and little hints from the divine, if you will, to go try this. Put your hands here. What if you did it that way? And this is just taking a pause and going and leaning into that, going, yeah, let's trust that. And this so helps when you start doing Reiki sessions for others. Like, we can have what is logically going in our head and rationally thinking, going, okay, they came in with this, you know, pulled a joint, like they have some type of medical issue going on. And so your brain goes, okay, I'm going to do chokurei and I'm going to put my hands here and I'm going to do these hayashi hand placements. And then you start doing that. And then it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because there's some underlying emotional thing that's caused this physical health issue. And so oftentimes Reiki, spiritually guided life force energy, that ray, when we trust the ray to spiritually guide you where the chi needs to go, that's where we really find our flow. And this is why, you know, in the beginning we have practices in place and rules in place, but eventually we let those go and trust the process, we trust the healing, and let our hands be guided, let our energy be guided to trust the next step and to get out of our logical, rational mind. So this is all about surrendering to the energy, surrendering to a higher divine purpose, rather than listening to the ego and letting the ego lead to tell you what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. And I think this is where this is a really important topic as well, as this idea of the ego in our Reiki practice, because I think just by nature of what it is, the ego has come to be kind of villainized in the spiritual community. There's a lot of talk about we need to get rid of the ego and get out of your own way and all of these things. And to a certain extent, those points are true, right? That's why we talk about having an intuitive practice, because it allows you to step beyond your ego, beyond what you think should happen, to allow the highest good for all to actually occur outside of your own mental expectations. But I think there comes this point where we've gone so far into this idea of come out of your ego, come out of your ego, come out of your ego, that suddenly we're afraid to be in our ego at all. And so there's this line here, as with everything, there's this balance between, can we find this intuitive connection and this ability to allow Reiki to flow, to allow that trust and that surrender to be our guiding light, while at the same time honoring our experience as a human being in which the ego plays a vital role. One of our students this past week described the ego as an assistant, the mind as an assistant, someone that's going to tell you this is what you do, when you do it, how you do it, this is what happened when you didn't do that way in the past. It's not there to harm you. It's there to keep you safe. It's there to tell you these are your past experiences. And based on those, this is what your future could look like. And that's where the ego is really helpful, is in giving you those kind of perceived structures. But it has its limit when you take those perceived structures and say that this is exactly how it has to happen. Because we have to remember that our ego is just taking our memories of the past and projecting them into the future. That's it. The mind is like a giant calculator. It's just going to take all of the data from your past and spit it out on the other side of the equation into your future. And it can be really helpful for developing that awareness, for understanding ourselves and the world around us. But there has to be space on the other side of that equation to say, maybe this isn't the only answer. Maybe this isn't the only approach. I think we can all relate to having that teacher that had you show your work in an algebra problem. And if you didn't do it the way they wanted you to do it, you got the question wrong. That's not how life works. There's always more than one answer. There's always more than one option. And showing your work in this spiritual sense is tapping into that trust that the answer that's showing up most prevalently for you, most clearly for you, is the one that you are meant to use in that moment. And that's really where we come to in this balance of intuition and ego in our Reiki practice, is this idea of, can we have this understanding about the rules and the structures that have been used in the past, acknowledge where they can serve us in the future, and also leave enough room to see what happens if we expand beyond? What happens if we let go of that hand position that's not resonating with us and maybe allow our hands to be guided where they're feeling called to? What happens if we set our intention a little differently than our master taught us to and see how the energy flows with that intention? These kinds of little shifts in our practice where we're honoring what has come before and also honoring that call to step into a slightly different future is really where that power comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And knowing that it's okay that this takes time to develop, and knowing that with that ego pulling from the past and projecting in the future, it's a time to say, okay, pause and let our conscious mind come forward. A conscious mind saying, okay, Taz, pause, time out. What am I actually projecting? Am I projecting the fears of the past onto the future and limiting myself? And these are my limiting patterns and beliefs that are moving forward, right? And so when we have that time, and I think this is one of the beautiful things about having a Reiki lifestyle, is slowing down enough to going, there I go again. I'm projecting onto other people. I'm projecting my thoughts into the future. I'm doing all of these things as a pattern of the past, rather than dictating what you want and commanding what you want your future to be, right? And so we have to start training ourselves to slow down, to breathe, and instead of having a reaction, taking the time to going, okay, I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to be in the present moment, which is really hard for a lot of us to do, to slow down. And this is why developing a regular Reiki practice and developing a regular meditation practice, it's training the brain to slow down and surrendering to the moment, to going, what is the most expansive state of awareness here? What's my most expansive way of thinking about this, instead of being in a contracted fear-based state, right? And so when we can slow down and take notice of going, this thing happened in my life and I perceived it as something really horrible and awful and going to radically change things really quickly, going, this was a divine opportunity of an expansion. Something better is going to become available because of this thing closing. Now I have something else, a new opportunity before me. And so it's like allowing our vision to go, okay, pause. What's the learnings of this? What's the life lesson in this? What is the potential possibility of going, what if up instead of what if down, right? So many times we are caught in the mindset of playing the what if game, but the what if game is, what if everything goes wrong? What if my husband leaves me? What if my children grow up to hate me? What if, and it's all down, and let's reverse it. What if everything works out the way it should? What if my life turns out to be beautiful and harmonious and full of joy? What if today I have a wonderful full-on belly laugh and it just lights up my life and my home life and all the things? What if up? Mm-hmm. You know, so often our past has trained us to live in a state of fear. And now is the time to kind of utilize that Reiki to shift into, what if the world is full of potential and possibilities and full of joy and joyful moments, right? And how can we honor those and harvest those and say yes to that?
Yeah. Yeah. And noticing in that too, as Christine's saying this, as you're listening to her, give you this idea, this inspiration for this what if up, noticing if there's resistance there. You know, I think a lot of us have a limiting belief about not being worthy or not being enough or not being whatever it is. And so when we start to think what if up, what if it all goes better than I could have possibly imagined? What if it all works out okay? What if up? There's this sense of, but I'm not worthy for that. I'm not enough for that. And of course, we want to be the ones to tell you, you absolutely are. You absolutely are enough and you are worthy to receive these things. But noticing that resistance comes into play here when Christine's talking about slowing down. Is this is something I say to our students here at the university all the time, is think of it as an opportunity and not a burden. Think about these times where you're noticing that resistance, where you're having these emotional reactions, to think about, this is a moment, this is an opportunity where I can come into awareness. This is an opportunity for me to see where my blocks are and where I can step beyond. And so instead of seeing it as this, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be enough and I'm not worthy and I can't do that, and having this anxiety response, can we take it down? Can we slow it down? Can we use our Reiki to help slow down our physiology so that we have that moment to understand that this is in fact an opportunity for expansion and for awareness? And it's not a burden. It's not something that's here to drag you down, but it's here to show you the ways in which you can grow and evolve even higher and higher and higher. And so that's really, when we're talking about integrating Reiki into daily life, that's really where this first step comes into play, is when we're having these emotional reactions, when we're coming across these boundaries, these limits, these limiting beliefs, these anxieties, whatever it might be, is understanding that that again is an opportunity to bring Reiki in, to use it to calm your body down, to calm your spirit down, and to create that little bit of space, that little bubble of Reiki love and light energy that we can then use to step into and see, what's the lesson here? What's the opportunity? What's coming forward for me in a loving way, in a supportive way, so that I can continue to evolve, so that I can continue to heal, and I can continue to become the best and highest version of myself. And that's, again, that's really what Reiki is here for, right? We all learn this when we're in our Reiki courses, is this idea that Reiki is that universal love and light. It is that healing, guiding light that's going to guide us forward. And so long as we are in that, so long as we have that intention to connect with it for the greatest and highest good, we have no choice but to be called forward and forward and forward into the path that's best for us. And that includes stepping over the tree branches when they fall, stepping over the gate and opening up the broken latch when we need to. It includes those times where maybe the path doesn't feel easy, but it's in those moments that you get to learn how strong you truly are and how powerful you truly are and how loved and worthy and healed and okay you truly are. And so that's the first invitation here, is using that Reiki to bring yourself into a space where you can have this awareness, and then allowing yourself to see these things as an opportunity instead of a burden, because that's really going to shift our mindset. It's going to shift our energy, and it's going to allow us to use Reiki in a whole new way.
Okay. So I'm feeling inspired. Let's do, like, not a super long thing, but I want everyone to close their eyes and just take a moment to close your eyes and really feel into the thing that feels stuck right now. Everyone's got something that they're feeling stuck in, or that they're worried about, or that their energy is in a state of contraction, that fear is might feel overwhelming, or it might just feel like a breeze of it, but it's feels like it's holding you tight. So bringing that to mind, And this is an example of like, let's welcome in some distance Reiki to really hold wherever we feel that emotion in our physical body. Noticing where that emotion is feeling heavy, where that emotion is feeling tense or dark. And just recognizing where in your body are you holding this energy, this fear, this contraction of this worry, of this stuckness. I'm not good enough. Where is that located? And when you have the where it is in your body, bringing your Reiki hands to it and then bringing your breath as well to that area to allow it to be enveloped in the breath, being enveloped in the Reiki and letting it soften, telling it, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And then as you offer it Reiki, that you love on it. You love this part of yourself, this piece of you that is feeling the fear. And then welcoming in the vision of how you would like your desired reality. How can we turn that fear on its head and pivot 180 degrees to the desired reality? Noticing, taking a moment in that breath to feel into any learnings that are here for you. As you begin to go, this would be the most expansive version of who I am in this situation. This is me saying yes to possibility. This is me saying yes to a positive outcome. This is me saying yes to my highest and grandest version of myself in the situation. Noticing what that looks like. Holding that vision. And then see it from a security camera point of view, from a crow's eye point of view, above the situation. Noticing if anything shifts or pops out as you see that vision from this perspective. And then float above it, higher and higher, until you can bring that vision down into the palm of your hands, giving that vision of your desired reality Reiki. Blessing it with Reiki, welcoming your spirit guides, your Reiki guides, your loving angels, whoever it may be, to bless it with you. And then bring that Reiki bubble with that vision into your body where the contraction was. Letting it fully integrate into your physical body. Letting it release and neutralize and clear the heaviness away as you bring in this positive version. And as it integrates, noticing how you now feel, breathing it in, knowing that you are worthy of this vision, that you are worthy to be in a state of expansion and a state of love and a state of health and healing. And noticing that this was only a few minutes and we've done some massive like Reiki healing work. Let me know how that's feeling for you. I think we all get it. I think we all get those like heaviness, stuckness, and it loves to like settle into our body if we're not working through our emotions around it, if we're not working through the resistance. It wants to settle in to get our attention, and just giving it some space to talk, to feel, to recognize, and then going, you know what? There's another version of this story that can come in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I was having this conversation with one of our students this week of, if you think about the times in your life where you have experienced the most healing, whether that was a circumstance where you were on your own or it was an interaction with someone else, chances are the moments that are going to pop up are moments where space was created for you to just be exactly where you are, for you to feel and acknowledge how you were feeling and have someone, whether that someone was you or someone else, witness you in that experience and in that witnessing, in that understanding of it's okay to be exactly where you are. And also you don't have to be stuck here. That's where that true healing occurs. And that's what's so powerful about this practice that we just did. And you can bring this back and back and back into your life whenever you need it. Because really, when we're having these emotional responses, when we're having these intense experiences, these feelings of being stuck or contracting or whatever it is it's this call out for us to hold space, mm-hmm. that call out for us to witness ourselves wherever we are. Tell ourselves that it's okay to be there, because it absolutely is okay to feel however you're feeling in whatever experience you're having. And also to let yourself know that when you're ready for it, there's another way. There's always another option. And using that Reiki, using that guidance and tapping into our intuition, we can help kind of open up that door so that we can just walk through it with ease instead of having to fight and struggle and strive for this change. We first have to acknowledge where we are so that we can then move to where we want to be.
Mm-hmm. So recognizing it really was about 5 minutes. And I often have students who have really busy lives and really stressed out, and their self-worth isn't where it really needs to be, going like, let's pause. And know that you are worthy of the 5 minutes of Reiki. You're worthy of the 5 minutes to help shift into a positive mindset. And you're worth it. You're absolutely worth it. I don't care if you have to lock yourself in a bathroom and that's where you sneak in your Reiki time. I have had many a mamas like that was their chance, right? And so I think oftentimes we have this vision that Reiki has to be this 60-minute thing and the hand placements have to be done. And there's no way you can get it into your life because it has to be the structured thing. And this is my, like, let's get rid of that expectation, because there are a lot of busy people in the world. And it's knowing that you're worthy of your healing. You're worthy of the 5 minutes. You're worthy to take the time that you need to take care of yourself and fill up your own cup, so that you can overflow to those that you're caretaking for. Oftentimes it's the caretakers that feel really stretched, and that it's more important to get my homemade meal out on the breakfast table and not take the 5 minutes in the morning to ground and to center and to pull your Oracle card or whatever it may be, right? Versus like get up and then hit the ground running, like rush. Because what you're telling the universe is that I'm not important. My time and my energy isn't as important as everyone else's. And I'm not a good enough person unless I've taken care of everyone else's needs. Mm-hmm. And we need to be able to flip that on its head and going, I am worthy of the 5 minutes in the morning. I am worthy to eat breakfast. I am worthy to drink my water. I am worthy to have what I need to take care of myself before I put other people's before me.
Yeah. So for example, right now, my mom broke her arm 2 weeks ago now, and she runs a farm and she has 8-year-old twins and they have 2 dogs and 3 cats and just lots going on. And so I have come home to help with all the things. And so I'm running the farm and taking care of the twins on top of my job. And it's those moments where I feel really overwhelmed, that I'm taking those as a sign that I need to step back, that I need to take time for myself and find that bubble of peace, whether that's right when I wake up or it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I realize I'm feeling stressed. Because the thing is, you're going to be able to interact with the world in such a more healing and productive way if you're first connected to yourself. It's like having I always think about like a circuit that you make in high school where you learn how to like connect all the wires. If one of those wires is disconnected, nothing else is going to work. And that wire that connects us to ourself is always the most important one because it's what's going to power everything else. We are our own battery and we have to be connected to ourselves deeply and strongly and in a healing, positive way in order to be able to share that energy with others. And so when I'm in that state of there is so much to do, it's that sign of, okay, let's take a step back when we can. Let's, like Christine said, go to the bathroom and do our Reiki. Or for me, it's taking a shower and sending Reiki to the shower head so that every drop of water that comes on my body is washing away whatever's no longer serving me and bringing in that energy, soaking it into my skin, into my physiology, so that by the time I come out, I feel like a completely different person. And this is where integrating Reiki into your daily life really becomes this kind of game, because it's about thinking, how can I integrate it into my life, knowing that it's going to look completely different for every single person watching this video. It's going to be a completely different experience how you integrate Reiki into your life, because you are a unique being, you're a unique practitioner, and you're going to interact with that energy in a unique way. And so whether that's getting clear on what's my primary clair sense, what spiritual gift is strongest for me, or it's looking at what aspects of my physical life could I incorporate Reiki with to bring that little extra bit of magic, that little extra bit of support and healing in? And so for me, that's taking a shower. Maybe for you, that's Reikiing your stew as you're cooking it on the stove. Maybe it's going for a walk down to your mailbox and feeling that Reiki come in with every inhale. Whatever it is for you, it's about getting curious. And again, like we were talking about earlier, having that confidence to get curious and say, how can I support myself best? How can Reiki support me best? Not the way that others have told me it should be, but the way that I'm feeling called to use it in this moment, because that's where that true authenticity. And if you know the precepts, that I will do my work honestly. And that's really where this comes in, is can you be honest and authentic in how you interact with Reiki? By allowing it to show you how it's going to serve you best in this moment without relying on the expectations and shoulds of others to tell you what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah. There's this rule of 100 hours a year. Have you heard this? So 100 hours a year breaks down to 18 minutes a day. And those people who do to whatever habit that they're trying to break into, anything that they're trying to integrate into their lives, if they spend 100 hours a year, that's 18 minutes a day, they will become an expert in that area. And that's when we think about that 18 minutes a day, 100 hours a year, that can significantly change and impact your life. And it's worth it. It's worth it. And so it's saying that I'm worth it to take the 18 minutes to become an expert, to feel into Reiki, and knowing that it can, those 18 minutes can break down into 2 minute chunks throughout the day, right? Nine times at 2 minutes a day. Wow. If you could just sprinkle Reiki throughout your day, how does that look? Is that you giving Reiki to your water and to your meals? Voila, there's a nice handful right there. You know, like there's so many different ways to integrate it. It's the keeping it in your mind's eye, in your energy's attention. And I love working with the precepts. Like Izzy just brought up, just for today, do your work honestly. And then like remembering, just for today, we don't have to anger. We don't have to worry. If we just got rid of those two, oh, so much is so much easier. There, and then there's the worry of I'm not enough, or I'm not doing enough, or my Reiki is supposed to look like this. If we just got rid of just for today, let go of the worry, that's huge, because the worry is being ruminating in the past of what ifs, right? And when we let go of anger, it's really going, let's feel it. Let's not just suppress it. Let's feel the anger, recognizing what it's there and then recognizing what's underneath it. Because oftentimes anger is just a symptom of actually sadness. We have the sad, and then we're going to get angry about it because it's a lot easier to deal with anger than it is to express sadness. Mm-hmm. And so when we can dive into and feel our feels and take the time to do that work, I don't care if it's with a counselor or a Reiki coach or on your own through journaling exercises. It's saying, I'm worthy to process my emotions. I'm worthy to take care of myself. I'm worthy to be loved and honored for who I am and in my own development, and that I'm imperfect. I'm perfectly imperfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so taking all of this, these little nuggets of awareness that we've been talking about today, and realizing that at the end of the day, they all come back down to kind of two main things of, do you feel that you are worthy and that you are enough? And do you trust yourself enough to step out of the box and let Reiki guide you the way that it's going to guide you if you allow it to? And when we really look at those two questions, these are fantastic journal prompts, by the way. If you're watching this, get out a journal. Ask yourself these questions. Do I feel worthy? Do I feel like I'm enough? Why or why not? Follow that rabbit hole. Do what I call, and what I think it's an NLP practice, is the seven layers of why. Asking yourself, do I feel worthy? Why or why not? Answer that. Why or why not? Answer that. Why or why not? Seven times to get to the root of that. And then the same thing. Do I trust that Reiki is going to guide me to exactly where I need to be? Why or why not? Again and again and again, until you come to this place, this understanding, this peace around these two topics. Because once we take away the barriers around those two questions, things can flow and things can open up, and we're going to be able to see things in a new way. But we have to stop holding ourselves back first. Mm-hmm. And that is a really fantastic way to do it, is just sit down and bring it into your awareness. Again, remembering it's an opportunity, not a burden. Allow yourself to see where you're stuck so that you can open up those doors and make yourself unstuck. You have the power. You have the ability. It's just about choosing to use it, choosing to trust that you're worthy to use it, choosing to trust that when you do use it, good things will happen. All of these things, knowing that every step of the way, Reiki can be guiding this process, because there's a shift that needs to happen here from viewing Reiki as a practice to viewing Reiki as an energy. Because when we think about Reiki solely as a practice, there's this idea behind it that we have our 5 to 10 minutes of setup, and we set our intention, and we do the hand positions, and we express our gratitude, and we close the session. And it's this big production, which is beautiful, and it has a purpose, and use it that way. Absolutely. But also, Reiki itself is just the energy. It's not all of the extra to-dos and the structures and the things. Those are ceremonial aspects that we've added to the energy to allow it to create the space for us to receive it. But that's not what Reiki is. Reiki is just the energy. And so when we interact with Reiki as the energy, it opens the door for us to use it in so many different ways. Like Christine was saying, do you Reiki your bed? Do you Reiki your shower? Whatever it is. When we just think about interacting with Reiki as an energy, as a life force, it takes away that stigma and that structure of this is how I have to do it. And it opens the door to think, how is Reiki wanting to play with me today? How does this energy want to interact with me today? Knowing that there is no expectation here other than that I come with an open arms and open heart to receive whatever it has for me in this moment.
And if you're going, oh crap, this is going to be like opening Pandora's box. I have suppressed so many emotions for so many years that I can't. Notice that and know that you are okay to reach out for help. This is why we have programs. This is why we offer sessions. This is what we do. this is where our zones of genius, zones of magic are, because we recognize that those in the Reiki industry need support. And there's not a lot of places to go to find that support to shift beyond the, you know, what you get in the manual, right? And so all of our programs are set up to work our way through the chakras. And our every single one of our students, I feel like, goes through such a massive transformation because they are looking into their shadows. They're looking into their past events in their life. And it can be so incredibly difficult, but we have created such a safe container to do that healing work. They're willing to go there, knowing that if they are freaking out, they can reach out to one of us, that we're there. Their co-students are there. We're giving Reiki energy blasts, and we're setting up extra little chat sessions to help them through the big emotions. And it's like, part of the intention of the program, yeah, you're going to learn shamanic Reiki, or you're going to learn Reiki coaching. And at the same time, we want to clear out all of those emotions that have been lying dormant within you, those past events that have charges, the things that make you believe that you're an imposter in the industry, that make you believe that you're not worthy of this work, that make you think that you're not good enough, not pretty enough, not whatever enough to do this and to be here now. And so our programs have the intention to heal all of that. And every single one of our students, you know, I'm like, okay, they haven't hit that point yet. When is it coming? And then sometimes it's all the students at once. Sometimes they take their turns, and it's pretty much every single student. And I find that to be the reason why we do what we do and how we do it. Because once you are on the other side of it, you feel so dang confident that you can go do your Facebook Live. You can develop your own programs. You can start putting yourself out in the world because you know that there are others who have been in the place that you've been and that you know how to guide them through it. And now you have the skills and the tools to be able to support your future clients, your future students, to get them to the other side. Right. And so this is the trickle effect of Reiki Cafe University. And this is why we do what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it all goes back to this idea that we were talking about at the very beginning of how healing it is to be witnessed, how healing it is to be acknowledged and to have a space in which you can acknowledge yourself and allow others to see you at the same time. And that's really, I think, one of the best things that our courses give people is it gives them the space to be acknowledged. It gives them the space to be seen in a safe container where we are surrounded by Reiki, where we are in this healing light, because we need that ability to just be where we are. We need that ability to stop for a second, acknowledge where we are before we then acknowledge where we want to go. And that's really why our courses are so healing, is because they give you this community where you can see and be seen. And it's absolutely amazing. And so if you've been listening to us on this chat today and you're thinking, I would love to be seen and witnessed, I would love to go through that healing transformation, all of these topics have brought up some thoughts and emotions and aha moments and all of this, and I want to go deeper, then get on a call with us, because Reiki Cafe University is really here to support you, to be your spiritual home, however that looks for you. And so whether this is in personal healing or through a coaching session or in one of our courses or learning shamanic Reiki or Reiki coaching or business training or whatever it is, we really want you to be supported where you are. So hop on a call with us, send us a message, and let's just chat. We don't even have to have a goal of let's get you in this program. We just want to get to know you, you as a member of this community, because you are why we do what we do. Whether we've connected before or we're going to connect after this call, it doesn't matter. You as a member of this community are valuable and worth the time and worth the energy and worth being seen. And so if you're feeling called, if you feel like we are the ones who could help you to see yourself fully and acknowledge yourself and heal what's hurting, then let us be the ones to see you. Hop on a call with us, send us a message, send us an email. Let's connect and see what's next for you. Where can we open those doors? Where can we release those feelings of stuckness and contraction and open you up to what's truly available for you?
Absolutely. So thank you all for being here.
We so appreciate you being here and connecting with us in the community, because like we said, you guys are why we do what we do. So thank you so, so much for being here. And we so look forward to connecting with you soon.
Reiki Cafe Radio is sponsored by Reiki Cafe University, where your Reiki dreams become reality. Join us on Instagram or Facebook at Reiki Cafe University. Watch our videos on YouTube or visit the website to learn more about our colleges of Reiki, chakras, and business.
It's our aim to help you on your path to wellness, guiding you into confidence as you transmute your inner critic and say yes to you. We're here to help you bring your Reiki dreams into reality, and your path to abundance, health, and healing unfolds from here.
And love and light, Christine Renee.
And Izzy Wells.